Fine.
This is Part-Time Fanboy, and I'm Christian Horn. I'm here with Paul Edwards.
Hello.
Before we get started, I asked you on the phone before we got on the line, is Almost Human, like, I have seven episodes, like, left on my DVR. Should I, have you been watching it?
Like, you know, I haven't. I've been so busy with, like, all these other shows that, like, I just can't. I can barely fit, like, the ones that I'm watching in.
I am so ready to erase all the episodes. It really, you know, we saw the trailer at Comic-Con, and, I mean, we saw the pilot, and the pilot was really good, and there was a lot of potential, but it's just really, I mean, honestly, the episode that I'm watching right now, it's a ripoff of an old Tom Selleck movie. Remember the Tom Selleck movie with the guy from Kiss? And the Runaway.
That's right.
Yeah, where the bullets can, like, track people down. That's what this is. This episode is about a guy who got killed because he created software that created bullets that can track you down. And I was like, really? Is this? It's just evolved into kind of like a cheesy cop buddy.
That's too bad.
With cool effects.
Did they at least cast Gene Simmons as the...
No, they did not. Well, I haven't run into... So far, it doesn't look like no. They've introduced the arms dealers.
Yeah. Carl Urban's got, like, a load of charisma to burn, you know.
And yeah, definitely.
You know, if this doesn't work out, I just hope that somehow a Dread sequel finds its way toward him.
Yeah. That would be, I would love to see a Dread sequel or even a TV show if they could manage that, like on cable or something. That would be awesome. That's cool. All right. Well, so we're here to talk about, what are we here to talk about?
The Walking Dead season finale.
The season finale, which was like, well, what did you think of this episode?
I missed the first like 6 minutes.
Oh, you did. But you saw the good stuff, right?
But I think I came in on the good stuff. The part that I came in on was with Michonne and Carl and Rick as they were sort of walking down the road and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Making their way through. They had just caught the rabbit when I came in. So,
oh, okay, cool. You didn't miss much of anything then.
Yeah, so I didn't really miss too much of what's going on. First of all, I guess, you know, backing up, it's been a pretty good season for it. Now that they're out of the prison, you know, storytelling quality really picked up.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, which is exactly what happened in the comic book. Basically, like, in the comic, that prison arc, obviously on the TV show, it didn't go for very long. I don't know if you're reading the series or were reading the series at any point, but there was a point where, like, the prison arc just went on forever. And it was just like people talking and getting to know one another, and it was just like, and I've said before on the podcast, when I wrote a review when I was writing for Ain't It Cool, and I coined the term Talking Dead because I was like, that's what they're gonna have to call this book, because there's nothing happening, like, it's just boring, you know.
So dude, Chris Hardwick needs to pay you like a royalty.
He needs to pay me a shitload of money. Exactly. No, I mean, you know, whatever. I mean, but I definitely was the first one to use it in media. So, I think it's really weird. Don't you think that this last half season, like, it's almost schizophrenic? Like, the beginning of this season was, I thought, not very good at all compared to, like, last season.
Well, it started off, you know, the way they chose to start off, you know, by focusing on the governor as a character, you know, rather than, you know, everybody that we'd already sort of come to know and love, was an interesting choice. you know, hey, I was willing to go along with it. You know, it seemed like they were trying to humanize the bad guy and, you know, sort of get into his head. So, you know, I was all right with that. But you know, we all knew that he was going to come back around, you know, to what he was, and it was just a matter. And I don't necessarily think that the way that they chose to bring him back to that was, you know, the most original or anything. But honestly, like once in that episode, you know, once he came back as the big bad, and you know, they knocked the prison that falls down, like things really, really picked up, and like they built up a lot of steam.
Well, that's the thing. It's really interesting that you mentioned the governor because for me, like I liked the governor stuff. Like when they were just focusing on him, I was like, wow, this is really interesting because they weren't like it seems like for a long time this show has been tied into the constraints of the characters from the comic book. You know what I'm saying? Like I think like they've been focusing on a lot of characters that they feel like they have to focus on because they are in the comic book, you know? And the governor, like in the comic, the governor was very different. I mean, he was like an awful, awful like human being, you know what I'm saying? I mean, so in this, it was just interesting to kind of go that way and just interesting to kind of see somebody who in his own mind was kind of thought that he was a good guy, you know what I'm saying? Thought that what he was doing was for the good of well, himself, it turned out, right? But the stuff that I had a problem with was when people started getting sick and you know, they just kind of got dragged into that like little bit of drama. And you know, Carol like killing two people who were sick and dragging them out onto the yard and killing them by herself. I just didn't buy any of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like I didn't buy her character making that turn and switching, you know, over to like hardcore. I'm gonna teach kids how to use guns and, you know, during story time. It just didn't seem like there was anything in her history at that moment that would have made that drastic a turn for her, you know, or that they had focused enough on her to show that, you know what I'm saying? So I was just, it seemed really, really like off kilter in the beginning of the season. But then exactly like you said, like once, you know, spoilers, they cut off what's his face's head,
Yeah, Herschel.
Herschel's head, like it was like all bets were off, you know what I'm saying? It was like, here we go, we're off to the races.
Yeah, I was talking with my wife about the show, you know, just before the prison break. Sorry, different show. And yeah, I was saying, you know, I feel bad. I think they're gonna kill Herschel. And
Oh, really? So you called it.
yeah, well, because he's the moral center, you know. And I think as a writer, you know, writers love to get rid of their moral centers, you know, because then it makes people do things that, you know, are not necessarily, not really out of character, but it's what forces people to grow. When you have like the stability of, you know, you've got that stable core. Once you knock that out, like almost anything can happen, you know? And yeah, I felt like Herschel was just gonna go. And
That's interesting.
when he did, it's like, okay, well, now let's see what they do with this, because and it was interesting, you know, tonight that they chose to have a lot of him in flashback.
Yeah, do you think that stuff was shot earlier? It had to have been, right? Because they were on the prison set.
Could have been, you know, I mean, it's not too hard to, you know, go back and redo the prison stuff, but you know, it could have been stuff that they shot earlier in the season that they you know, then put, you know, that was already scripted in there, and then they went back and put it in. But it was a really interesting choice to flash back to. I was really glad that they did that, because you know, it yeah, I like Herschel. Herschel's definitely one of my favorite characters. And it's interesting that the lessons that you know, that we think he's going to learn from Herschel aren't necessarily the ones that he does.
Well, it's really interesting because I never really thought about, I mean, obviously he was kind of the moral center to the group. You know, I mean, I think the assumption is that because lead is sort of the excuse me, lead, Rick is sort of like the lead character, that he's sort of the moral compass that everyone goes by. And I think that's sort of been my frustration with Rick as a character on the show, not in the comic. In the comic, he's much more sort of like steadfast and much more sort of like he knows what he wants, you know. Whereas I feel like the character in Rick in the TV show, whenever they focus directly on Rick, I get really bored really fast because I feel like this is a character, or at least on the show, has been. This is a character that hasn't shown much of a backbone and has kind of like let the winds prevail, you know, and just been like, okay, I'm going to go with this person, I'm going to go with that person. And you saying that Herschel is the moral center, I'm like, oh, that makes much more sense. That's why he's much more likable, because he's got a center and he sticks to it. Whereas with Rick, it was like, well, I don't know, my best friend is trying to fuck me over, and you know, do I want to be a bad guy? And then he does kill, you know, he does end up killing his friend, like in the comic book, or actually his son does, you know. And basically, you know, then it's like, then he almost becomes, you know, Shane, right? Shane was the guy's name. I'm so bad with names. But,
It's
you
okay.
know, and then from then on in, it's just like, well, you killed the guy that you became. So like, what is that? So there was a, with Rick, when they focus on Rick, except for this particular episode, the finale, I feel like this finale has really, I don't know what it is, like shown Rick come to, you know, growed up, you know,
Well,
babies all
actually,
growed up.
it cemented his role as the moral leader. You know, it's something that it's kind of interesting. I mean, this has been like one of the longest sort of slow burns of, you know, of the lead character. You know, he does have those like little defining moments, and it's kind of cool because like he always gets one line that sort of sums up what his character is going to be, you know, in, you know, going forward. You know, he had that one line, you know, when he sort of became Shane, where he's like, this is not a democracy, you know, this is a dictatorship here. You know, that he had that. And then, you know, the closing line of tonight's show, like you realize who he is now. He's, you know, Herschel was the man that they all looked to. And, you know, he's the guy that everyone looks to now. And he's the guy who legitimately could get them through it.
Well, that's it's interesting though. I mean, do you think, because I mean, there was a time like in Marvel Comics, it makes me think of like Marvel, like about when I started reading like regular issues of comics, they started doing all these like big events, and you know, one of them was Civil War, and like these things kept happening. You know, that a lot of the fans, including myself, were like, oh, come on, oh, come on. And then you would read articles from the writers and they're like, no, dude, just hang in there, just hang in there. And it's all gonna pay off. And for me, that's like really risky, because it's like you can't just keep having things happen to characters, or characters behave in a certain way that frustrates the viewership, and you know, have them, you know, go on faith, you know what I'm saying? And with me, you know, it ended up me dropping, you know, regular Marvel books, you know. So like, but with The Walking Dead, I kind of hung in there, and I think it's because like the ensemble cast offered enough of other characters where it's like, okay, well, Rick is bugging me, but there's enough other like interesting people there to like, you know, keep me engaged, you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, that's been, I think, the strongest part of the back half of the season is that you've had a chance for them all to shine. Now that they're all on their own, and you are able to follow, you know, a story about Tyrese where Tyrese isn't dealing with Rick, or you know, where you're not having to sort of shoehorn in, you know, Michonne because she's cool or whatever. You know, I mean, the characters really got to sort of do their thing without, you know, without, in a way, it's like without too much interference. You know, they got to be really sort of who they are when they're not all together as a group,
Yeah.
which was really cool. And especially in the case of, Tyrese and Carol. I mean,
Yeah.
that was like one of the most fabulous moments of television in a long time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really, really well done.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's funny because I really do think that in a way this is one adaptation because I mean, they said from the beginning that, we're going to try and stick with the comic book, but, Kirkman was like, "Look, we're going to go our own way." And I feel that what we're talking about is very much like in a way that this show has been hamstrung by its ties to the actual book. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, its need to focus, like you said, Michonne is supposed to be the cool one. And, the only character that's really original that so many people have really latched onto is Daryl Dixon, because he doesn't have to act a certain way or people don't have any expectation of him, because he's not in the book. And that character has really become beloved to a lot of people, and me, myself included, because I really feel, and particularly that one episode with him, and the blonde, where they were holed up together, it was finally a chance for him to, you'd have those episodes with him and his older brother and stuff, but it was finally an episode for him to sort of connect with one person for and to like discuss and kind of decompress a little bit, which is something that he was never really for some reason able to do with Carol,
Right.
and
And
that's what this show
that's
needed.
what's also really good about it too is that like this is definitely a show about, with the exception really of Rick, I mean, this is a show about people who were nothing before this happened, people who really had no direction, no purpose, no sense of, of who they were, I mean, these people were walking dead before the apocalypse,
Oh, that's interesting.
Now that it's happened, these are the people who are able to live and survive. I mean, whereas somebody, some people take it like the governor did, and sort of use it as a sort of an excuse to just let, their instincts for power run loose. Whereas, you've got other people like Daryl who actually makes them a better person. And that's really sort of the interesting thing is sort of, what does happen to people in this situation, and it's this was this season you've really seen them for the first time. I mean, now that sort of the survival, they've had the chance to sort of exist and not think about survival for a while. Now they're actually given the choice of are they, going to do the right thing.
Well, it's interesting because I really feel like that's one of the weaknesses, or was one of the weaknesses of the show, and not so much the comic, because for the comic you got to see them struggling with the apocalypse for a while. But like the sh in this show, you saw Rick wake up, and he's like in the middle of it. You know what I mean? You didn't really see the downfall or the decline of a society, which to me is what is the most interesting thing of like any zombie, or apocalyptic movie, which is seeing the very beginnings of it all fall apart. You know what I'm saying? And to me, it's just like this half season, this last half season has given us the opportunity to see that because that's basically what they've lost. They created like a society, a family together, and they got raided and the prison walls got torn down and now everyone has to go off and survive on their own, right? So I mean, it's to me that has always been the much more interesting part of any, survivalist apocalyptic story. And this season has really delivered. And I hope that, now that they've gathered all together again, I hope that at some point that they will, keep going in that direction because that to me is the most interesting thing. Otherwise, you've got a situation like, I know I've talked to you about it before. an old 70s, you know, BBC TV show called Survivors. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with the reality show, which is a bunch of people in the UK that survive a plague. There's no zombies or anything like that, but it's fascinating. I mean, it's just, you know, it's 70s BBC production value, but it's just really well, like, written, and it's kind of creepy and well done. And you get past the first series, and then you go into the second series, and it's basically, okay, they've kind of survived the downfall, and now it becomes sort of like, oh, are we going to build a farm? What kind of rules are we going to have in the society? And that, to me, is, like, boring. I'm like, that's like Little House on the Prairie. I don't need that. So that's why I've really liked this end of the season. I think Walking Dead was settling a bit too much into, like, oh, we're here, we're settling down. And for me, the more interesting thing is when things fall apart. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's more dramatic when things fall
absolutely
apart. That's for sure. And you know, I'd like to, I'm a big fan of the rebuilding too, actually, though, because, you know, it's like, if you're given the chance to rebuild, you know, what do you choose to make better? You know, we've seen them rebuilding a few times, you know, since then, and nothing, you know, nothing ever sticks. That's really sort of the interesting thing about The Walking Dead, is that, you know, you're given the chance to sort of explore these little sort of, I guess, utopias in a way, like different kind of utopias, different kinds of ways people think that the world should run, and none of it ever sticks. Even the group that Daryl falls in with here in the end, you know, like the sort of idiot, you know, the idiot ravagers, you know, like they had their own code, they had their way of running things and making sense of the world. Not a particularly good one for anyone other than themselves, but, you know, the show even bothers to explore, you know, things like that. But that's what's interesting about this show, is like, really, like, what can stick, you know, like, what sort of a society could you ever hope to come up with, you know, when everything in the universe is out to kill you? It's really, really, like, dark Lovecraftian kind of thing at its heart, you know, because that's really what, like, you know, you can sort of rationalize, like, you know, how the zombies couldn't really work, you know, because of you know, whatever, but it's like, you know,
what's the point
at this point? At this point, it's just like, it's just enough to know that, like, you know, there's just monsters everywhere that are just going to tear apart the world, which is why I hope that they don't really try to explore a what's behind it all kind of thing, you know, which
I doubt that
they're kind of threatening to. They kind of threatened to do with this other guy, but I also get the chance, you know, it's also pretty obvious that this guy's kind of full of shit, you know, and he just is lucky enough to fall in with, like, a group of people who are gullible enough to buy his line of reasoning, you know.
Well, spoilers, I mean, you for anyone who reads the comic book, and you guys already know this, but do you want to know? Do you want to know what happens?
Well, I'm interested in seeing what happens on the show.
All right, I'll let it go then. I mean, I could tell you what happens in the comic book, but let me just say that you're a bit on the right track. You're a very astute gentleman. It's funny that you mentioned, like, Daryl's deliverance crew. You know, that's what I kind of call them, nice. Like the deliverance crew. But it's just like, you know. It's funny because you said that they have a code, right? And that's where, to me, I was like, that episode, it came a little bit out of left field, like where they were just so, you know, like, we're going to take the boy, we're going to take the girl. And I was like, oh, because, like, I kind of saw myself in Daryl's shoes, where I was like, but you guys have a code, and I mean, you're not, like, complete scumbags, right? And then it was like, oh, but you are, you know, like, it's almost like you kind of, like, knew they were bad, but you didn't want them to be too bad, you know what I mean? But then they're really bad. Like, you're like, oh, I can't, there's no way I can justify any of this. Like, you know, like, you can sort of understand them wanting to get back for, like, their friend being killed. But once they're like, we're going to take the boy, which, you know, to me means, like, they're going to rape him.
Yeah, it was pretty obvious what they wanted to do with Carl.
Yeah, exactly. And I was just like, no. Like, this will not stand, you know? And then, you know, which obviously leads us to the moment where Rick just, like, I didn't see that coming. Did you see that coming? I thought a headbutt was coming or no, something.
That was amazing.
It was just astounding.
He just essentially tears the guy's throat out with his teeth. You know, what made it so powerful is it was so unexpected, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's something that you expect from a walker, but not from a person.
Or even the governor or someone like that. Like, that's the thing is, like, with Rick, they've set him up to be so, like I said, like a little bit like waffly, for lack of a better term, if that's even a word, for him to just be like, you know, you kind of saw him like hulking out, you know? And at first I was like, oh wow, he's going to kick ass and take names. And then he starts getting his ass kicked. And I was like, oh dude, because when he got his ass kicked by the governor, I was like, oh man, come on, really? They can't even give Rick this? Like let him at least, you know, come tie, like come even, come up even, you know, let him like fight. And but he got his butt kicked by the governor, and then it starts to look like he's losing again, and then all of a sudden he just whips out that move, you know, and it's just like, whoa, like that was a jump off the couch moment for me. Like if I didn't have a kid sleeping upstairs, I think I would have been like, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
It was a big moment for him, because it is the moment, you know, where, you know, you realize, yeah, he will do anything specifically for Carl. But now you see that he's the guy who gets them through it. You know? Which is he's got the opportunity to be what everyone sort of thought he could be.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I completely agree with you. I think that this is the episode where I'm like, okay, like this is a guy who's going to get stuff done. And I was feeling that way a little bit in the second season. But then again, it seemed like he wasn't, like, he started going, you know, his wife died and he started going crazy. And I was like, okay, you know, this character is just not going anywhere for me. Like, he's just devolving into a mess, you know. Yeah. And again, you know, there are expectations based on the comic book, which is like, yeah, that the character did go crazy in the comic book, but you had something like 50 issues. You know, there was more time to devote to that insanity and let it play out. Like on the TV show, it does. There's a little bit of a weakness of character. And at this point, he's doing like, I don't know if I could have torn somebody's throat out with my teeth. You know, if somebody's going after my kid, I probably would do something to even like where I would consider hurting myself. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, to that, like being a parent, I totally understand the savagery of that. You know, I'm not going to let anybody touch my kid. So like for me to see that as being the drawing point, like some big fat sweaty dude about to rape my, like the drawing the line, you know, for some big fat sweaty dude to just be like, I'm going to, you know, rape this kid. Like, that's just like, yeah, all bets are off. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that, like you said, like for the rest of the episode, you're seeing Rick take the reins, you know, where he's finally like, I'm the guy. Like, I'm not even debating it anymore. I'm not going to hem and haw about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I really love that scene where he was sitting down with Daryl and he's like, you are my brother. You know, like, I loved that brotherhood moment, you know?
Yeah. And you know, it was a nice moment for Daryl too, because, you know, when he's talking about how he didn't know how bad they were, you know, where I think you see that you see how that time with Beth affected him too, because, you know, she's so optimistic and seeing the best in people, you know, like if he hadn't spent that time with her, he would have assumed that they were all shitheels, you know? And I think after that, he did want to have a moment where he believed the best in people.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was really, really interesting. He's been kind of crushed in a way for a while. And, you know, you saw, and then, you know, as low as they've all gone, like, you know, you see that little glimmer in their eyes at the end of the episode, you know, of, you know, yeah, like somehow, like, we're going to fight back about this. So the big thing in the episode, like, they all get to Terminus, which has all seemed from the beginning of the thing to be a trap to me, because,
absolutely,
I mean, you know, like, It seems too good to be true, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we've all seen the zombie movies. We've seen 28 Days Later, There Is a Cure, and all that stuff. You don't go to, especially the place is called Terminus, for God's sake. Like, why would you go there? Like, it just makes no sense. Like, at least Rick and, Daryl and Michonne, they scoped the place out before they went in. I mean, Glenn, last week's episode, they just kind of like walked right in, and I was like, are you crazy?
Glenn, whoever has been writing for Glenn likely has like let him do a bunch of really silly things, like running into the tunnel when which you know is full of walkers, and
Just go around it.
he was like the he had a, he, I feel like they've lost sort of lost Glenn's narrative a little bit, but maybe he'll have a chance to sort of get it back here.
Well, his narrative was Maggie. I mean, that's basically it. And that's why he comes across as a bit uninteresting, because that's all he has to care for, right? I mean, that's his big responsibility. He doesn't even seem to like really care for Maggie's sister that much, or be concerned with her well-being, which, they are family now, right? So, yeah.
And it's you know that they've got a good setup. I mean, let's see, we've still got Tyrese and Carol on the outside, heading toward Terminus. So they've got some people who can help them out. We don't know where Beth is right now. She may
Well, where
be
she got taken away in a car,
got
but was
taken
there
away
some
in
kind
like
of cross
City
on it
of
or something?
Arms or something like that. It's possible that the Terminus people took her, maybe. Maybe they're eating her. I don't know.
Well, I mean, that's right. That's what we're assuming that they're doing at Terminus, right? Is eating people.
Well, I mean, from the big pile of like human carcasses that were sort of on the inside there, and the meat that they've been offering to people when they come in, that's what it seems like to me. I'm just guessing that they're a bunch of cannibals.
Yeah, no, I mean, and there was an arc in the show, I mean, in the comic, where they ran into some cannibals, but I think it was called like Fear the Hunters or something. And those people were actually hunting people. They didn't have a community. So it seems like they're combining something again. I mean, at this point, it really just seems like, as far as the show is concerned, they're not even following the comic book anymore,
Which is
which is
great.
fine.
That's a, they that they should, you know. I feel like the you know the more you sort of go off of off of the narrative that you're basing it off, probably the better when you're adapting it to something different. I mean, you know, like look at Noah for goodness sake, you know. The thank goodness Aronofsky, sort of decided to take his liberties and, make the movie,
Well, how
rather
much
than.
is there in the book? There's not a
It's
lot.
like 80 sentences or something.
Yeah, I mean, that's not
It's
enough to
a
build a whole
tiny thing,
script
you know. I
on.
mean, and with The Walking Dead, you've got like all these seasons of, or all these like sort of arcs, and that's great, but it would just be sort of a waste to sort of slavishly adapt all of those to television, you know. Got a chance to do something really new and interesting, and I think that they're doing a pretty good job of keeping it true thematically, to the source, but doing their own thing.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because they're going to do a spin-off apparently, or at least they're trying to, or they're talking about it. And to me, that seems a much more exciting prospect than the actual show, because this would be like uncharted territory, you know what I mean? This would be like something completely new, something that, with characters that nobody, cared about in the beginning. And it'd be interesting to see if it garners the ratings that the original show does, because I mean, this is like the highest rated thing on TV, right?
Oh, is it? I know that it does really well.
I think it's the highest rated like drama on all of TV, like between 18 to whatever it is, 39 or whatever that demographic is. It's
Oh,
like
that's
it drags
fabulous.
in like 3, 4 million viewers or something like every week. I mean, it's insane, which is like, who thought that this could happen? Like that a zombie comic would be outselling like Marvel and DC. Like, we were just zombie fans, like dicking around, like just praying for something good to come along every once every like 5 years, right? And then, all of a sudden it's just like huge business.
Yeah, well, you know, Kirkman's writing is really good, and you
Yeah.
know, like the and I think that, you know, certainly, I mean, I was just interested when they announced that there was going to be a show. I was like, okay, like all automatically, I was interested, you know,
Yeah.
and you know, I think that they've done a really good job of overcoming their limitations, you know what I mean? Like, because
Yeah.
they've hit the wall a few times with this show to the point where
Oh,
I'm just like, oh my
absolutely.
God, like what's going on here? Like the farm nearly killed me, you
The
know?
farm
Like,
was, it's again, when it seems like they settle down and they take too long in one location, and then it starts to become about like agriculture and who's getting along with who, and are we going to get food? And then my eyes start like crossing, and I'm like, I don't care about this. And it's the same thing with the comic. Again, in the prison arc, you didn't see a lot of zombies at all. And I'm like, look, I get that this is about interpersonal relationships, and I get that this is like that you need that in a show, but honestly, let's not forget what the draw was. The draw was zombies. The draw was the zombie apocalypse. And if you get bogged down in other things, then, you know, like you said, it's just like for me, I go cross-eyed. I just get like, oh, really? Come on. But I think the show has been very good about keeping the zombies around, because I don't think there's been like one episode without them, you know. And I'm not gonna lie, you know, as a horror fan, like that's what's kept me dragged in for the most part, is like, and I think the zombies have gotten better
No,
too, to tell you the honest truth.
the quality of the makeup and, you know, the blending of the practical and CGI has been
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
pretty good. You know, and what they get away with
Amazing.
is pretty astounding.
Yeah. I mean, so I think this was like a really solid finale. I mean, I think it's, but after The Grove, I think it's probably the best episode of the series, at least, or one of, in my opinion.
It's definitely the best like season finale that they've had, like
Yeah.
hands down, like to where I'm like, yeah, I want to see what happens next tomorrow.
I know we have to wait till October, but honestly, I think Melissa McBride, if she doesn't get the Emmy and the SAG award for that, I mean, I just, you know, there were so many moments in that episode in The Grove where I was just like, wow, you know, where I think, especially when you first had the big explosive moment of like where they realized like what happened, you know, and she's trying to talk to her, and I was just like, oh my God, you know, this is like just watching her, it register with her was just like unbelievable. Like there was so much going on in her eyes. I mean,
And
she's a solid actress.
this show is like really, really interesting in the way that it like sort of approaches kids, you know?
Yeah.
Because like, you know, kids die in this show.
Yeah, yeah.
They, you know, some of them, you know, I mean, you had one who was just a budding psychopath, and
Yeah.
then I mean, Carl for a long time was on that edge,
That's true.
and you know, it's really interesting to have a show that treats the kids as complete people and
Yeah.
characters who have their own stories to tell, you know, rather than, you know, and that was, I'm so glad that they've done that, especially with Carl, you know, because for a while it seemed that he was just there to as a plot device. It's like, oh,
Yeah.
Carl runs off the farm, you
Oh my
know,
God. Yeah.
wackiness ensues,
Doesn't anybody watch that kid?
and
Yeah.
you know, and now, you know, it I, since they've you know, had some of the new writers and showrunners and everything, I mean, that it seems that they've really grasped the idea of how do kids live in this new world, and you know, what does it do to them, you know?
Yeah.
I'm really impressed with the way that they've explored that.
Yeah, I mean, but outside of like an episode of like Law and Order Special Victims Unit or something like that, like when do you ever see anything on any show about child murder. Not that I want to see that sort of thing, but that you would even touch the subject of a little girl.
I'll be honest with you, how many shows do you really see that have like kids on them, you know, that aren't like sort of the just precocious little monsters that people think that, you know, that a script writer thinks a kid is. This is one of the few shows that, you know, that features kids on a regular basis and, you know, gives them stuff to deal with.
Well, I mean, it's really funny because when those two girls first showed up, I was a little bit like, you know, I mean, that, like I said, that sort of the beginning of this particular season, you know, that started in October didn't really, I mean, I was just like, wow, okay. I like this show. It is not my favorite show. Like Walking Dead has never been my favorite show, but it has been one that I really like to watch for some reason. I just find something about it engaging. But for me, it's not like, say, like Doctor Who or, you know, gosh, what has been like another favorite, like Buffy or something like that. It's just been a show that I think is like really solid. And I think that has had some solid moments. And in the beginning of this season, I was like, okay, this is like what, season 5? And I'm like, am I ready to end this now? Am I ready? And then, you know, the governor showed up and started cutting people's heads off. And I was like, okay, let's see where they go from here. And it's really weird because this season they got a brand new showrunner from last season, and last season was probably one of the best seasons, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, and that was a new showrunner too. And I remember you saying like, oh, here's a nice piece of cake. I hope you enjoyed it. You can't have any more cake. You know what I mean? Like we're switching showrunners on you. And it seemed like, I don't know if it took him like what, 6 episodes to kind of find his footing or something, but it seems like, okay, at some point they were like, we're going to go dark. Like, this is it. Like, we are talking. And that's the thing that I feel like they've never, I mean, they have, but they've never really delved really dark. And I think at this point, it seems like they're willing to go to that place or as far as they can go. Yeah. Don't you think?
Well, certainly after tonight's show. Tonight was very, very dark. And, you know, I think that that's, again, what's going to sort of make Rick, you know, seem stronger, you know, in the long run is that he is a guy who's willing to go dark, but, you know, but he's able to pull it back. I'm very, very excited. You know, when it was over, I was smiling because it's like, okay, yes. Like, it feels like this is for the first time, like all the little pieces fell into place and everybody kind of gets it, you know? And I'd really love to see what they manage to do with this.
Yeah. Well, I love at the end where he's like, those people are going to be sorry. And you're sitting there and you're waiting. Sorry for what, Rick? What are they going to be sorry for? And I was just like, please, please don't go blank. Please don't. Because it seemed like him and Daryl, the look on Daryl's face and the look on Rick's face, it's like they had formulated a plan or something, which I think they did. They must have formulated something to, like, if something went wrong. I mean, they buried those guns on the outside.
Right.
But it's like, you still got to get out of that boxcar, right?
Yeah. And, you know, the way I see it, it's like, no, like, it didn't even matter whether they had formed a plan or not, you know? Like, at that moment, you know, after everything like that they've been through, you know, that they know that they're going to, you know, get out of it hell or high water.
Yeah. I mean, don't you think that, to me, it's really funny because I kept thinking, what if Beth is the one that comes and saves them all? The little mousy blonde, you know what I mean? Like, she's the one who figures out a way to, because to me, it seemed like she got carted off by like religious fanatics or like white supremacists or something. Because that car had, I could have sworn I remember it this way, that there was like a crucifix or some kind of symbol on the back of the car, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So I was thinking, uh-oh, we've got some like, you know, crazy, you know, religious order or white supremacists. And, you know, there's been no clue as to what happened to her. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, just
So
nothing.
far they've they haven't done anything.
So right now, I guess, you know, the only people that are left, like you said, are Tyrese and Carol, right? And they're probably their only hope. I mean, and they were headed to Terminus, right? I mean, they got delayed.
That's right.
They finally decided that they were gonna go. Wow. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think that with this half, it's so weird how something can turn around on you, you know, like in a couple of minutes, like it, you know, within six episodes, I'm like, okay, like it's finally caught me, you know, it's finally got me where it wants me, you know, and I think I'm all in. You know, every season before this, I've kind of been like, I like it, I think it's good, but it needs something, you know what I mean? It needs, and it seems like it's finally decided that it's going to go to a place where, you know, it hasn't been before.
Yeah, and I think what it needed was that time of all the characters away from each other because they had to be separate before they knew that they were stronger together.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. It's just, it'll be curious to see which arc, if they pick something up from the comic book, or if they decide just like that they're just going to completely go on their own. Because it definitely seems like Terminus is based on, if I remember correctly, it was like the Hunter's arc or something like that. And which also coincided a lot with them meeting the dudes trying to get to Washington. You know what I mean? Like all that sort of stuff happening around the same time. So if they are going to reach where I stopped reading the regular issues around like issue 105, and I've decided to just like wait for the hard covers, it's going to be a while before they get there. I mean, there's a lot of stuff to happen. So I don't know. But I mean, this is season five. How long do you think it's going to go on for?
Well, I mean, they're talking spinoff. I mean, how long is it going to be successful? You know, I mean, that's really that's the way usually they measure these things. But you know, it's sort of a matter of when. I would imagine it's going to be sort of when AMC decides to choose to not ride that not ride that train anymore. You know, and if it's successful and if like it keeps doing stuff like this, I mean, it could easily go on for another, you know, three, four seasons.
Wow. I mean, that to me is just amazing. Like a zombie show that just goes on. And the fact that it's just been so successful. I mean, Mad Men is ending like this season, which is like, oh, that's breaking my heart. But they've only been on like, what is this, season five or season six?
I think this is seven,
Or is it
actually.
seven? Oh, wow. Has it been around that long? I
Yeah.
think I was a late adopter when I think I just watched them, like rented them and watched them like all in a row, you know, just pounded those out.
Yeah.
Wow. So
Well, you
this
know,
is.
and there's such a long time between seasons on Mad Men too, so.
That's true. Well, they did have that hiatus of like a year, right?
Yeah.
Where they were like almost striking or something like that. So where do you think that they can go at this point? Like Walking Dead, like do you have any ideas, like any theories? Because I know that you said like you know, you had kind of called you know, what's his face getting his head cut off.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're gonna lose some people in you know,
Oh, you think
in
so?
Terminus. I mean, I think so. I think they're probably gonna lose at least one more person in Terminus because you can't have, you can't have an epic battle without, you know, losing some people on both sides. But you know, the nice thing that's good about this is that, you know, you know, you lose some people, you pick up some new people, you know, and that, you know, revitalizes their the overall story. Hopefully, you know, they can get you know, the girl who was with the governor's group who was traveling with Glenn and Maggie, you know, hopefully she'll like sort of stop being sort of a sad sack, you know, and you know, become a little bit, show a little bit more of that fire that she had, you know, when she was with her sister, you know, and hopefully, you know, I mean, it's like every time you know, every time you lose someone, you've got to replace them with something, you know, that's a little more interesting, you know. So, what will be interesting is when they start cutting deeply into people who we have invested a lot of time with, because Herschel was a pretty big loss. Yeah, but what about when they start, killing people like Carol, or when they start killing people like, Daryl? I mean, that would be
Yeah,
huge.
that would be huge. It would be just gigantic. Did you think for a fraction of a second tonight that Carl was going to go, like at the very end of the episode? I thought they were going to shoot Carl. I was like, holy shit, are they going to shoot Carl?
Yeah, or I thought he was going to try something dumb and,
Get shot.
yeah, but yeah, he wised up.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. I mean, I definitely have an idea. I mean, anybody who reads the comic knows one of the other characters that may go in the future, but I won't spoil it for you.
Okay.
But he doesn't go in this sort of
Well,
arc, or at least the way
I
it
know it's a
was.
boy.
Sorry. But anyway, I mean, you don't read the book, so you don't know who's in the book and who's out of the book. So
Yeah.
I didn't spoil that for you. But yeah, I think they, I mean, this has got me back. I mean, got me on board for sure. I was definitely sort of like a fair weather walking. I mean, I watched every episode, and you can ask my wife. I watched them on the night that they aired. They were not like,
Yeah.
sitting around in my DVR like
Like they do
almost
with me.
human. And no, but I mean, like, like there's definitely shows that I make an effort to watch right away. Like there's a couple of new shows like Believe. And what's that other one? Crisis on NBC right now,
Yeah.
that those are getting eaten up as soon as they show up. I mean, talk about like surprising me, two new dramas that on NBC that I'm like, wow, I really like these,
Hey, I've got a question for you about Believe. How many episodes have aired? Has it been two?
I think it's three,
Okay.
and you can watch them on NBC.com.
Yeah.
So like you could hook up your laptop, with an HDMI cable and just like watch them for free, or watch them just on your laptop. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I saw the pilot, which was great, and then when I
Yeah.
saw the second episode, I felt like I had missed something in the middle, and so I was just wondering if I'd missed an episode or something.
I think that there's only been three, and Crisis has only been two.
Yeah.
So, both of them are really solid shows, and they're that's and which is why I'm thinking like maybe Almost Human needs to go. I've still got the last two episodes of Sleepy Hollow to watch on my DVR. Like that's how far behind I am on a lot of stuff. But Walking Dead is there has to be something in it that I like, right? It's like as
Yeah.
much as I can moan and bitch and cry about certain things or the way I think certain female characters are written, there has to be something in it that I'm getting out of it, and that must mean that it's a somewhat decent show, in my opinion, right?
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, it's what's nice is I think, you a lot of your early watching probably had to do with the goodwill that you extended from
Yeah.
the comic, but now it's sort of earned its own place,
Yeah.
which is damn nice to see.
Yeah. Did you ever watch Orphan Black?
Nope, never did.
Oh, you got to track that down, Paul. That's a good
I think it's
show.
on I think it's on Netflix or
It
something.
may be on Netflix. You got it because the season premiere is coming in like a couple of weeks. And give it like the first two or three episodes though. And but you will see an actress who is just like amazing. She's amazing. You remember Dollhouse? How
Yeah.
we were all like kind of disappointed with Dollhouse because it was Eliza Dushku and she couldn't really she wasn't that great an actress as far as like playing like different people. Like the actress on Orphan Black, I can't remember her name off the top of my head right now. She's unbelievable. Like there's one episode where I think I actually turned to my wife, Amy, and I said, she's walking differently. Like I was blown away. Like I'm like, she's walking differently. Like she's supposed to be another person and just like basically taking on mannerisms that are just like, whoa, this is different. So yeah, that's one to check out. I know you're backed up, but anyway, so I think we're renewed fans of The Walking Dead now.
Yeah, absolutely. The
Yeah.
last certainly I think the last like four episodes have really, really like taken it to a good place.
Yeah.
And I like I said, I'm really excited to see what comes next.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because we talked about the governor before, and I thought that, last the last, what was that, the first half of the season? I mean, I know that you may not have felt about them the way I did, but I really felt that those were really solid episodes because people were kind of making connections with each other. And like mm-hmm. you said, I think that this last half season, them getting separated into smaller groups, finally gave them the opportunity to breathe and, you know, have character development and connections that you didn't see when they were all smashed together. So I don't know how they're going to continue to do that, but you know, I'm on board. I'm really interested to see what happens. So they've really regained me as a fan, and I'm excited. So yeah, cool. All right. Well, anything else to say about Walking Dead or anything else in general right now, Paul?
October, you say?
I think it's October. It's going to be a long summer.
All right. Well, Mad Men.
Yeah, Mad Men, Orphan Black, and dude, there's a lot of new shows coming that look awesome too. Like, did you see the commercial for that one about, well, there's one on HBO and then there's one like Stand Up and Rise or something about like them inventing like the computer? Or...
No, that's pretty interesting.
That in June.
Yeah, not to mention all those movies that I want to see too.
Yeah.
The one I want to try to see next weekend if I'm not working is
Oculus?
No, not Oculus. No. It's a
Captain
small
America?
No, it's a obviously Captain America. I mean, that's a big one, but no, there's a small indie movie about a guy who goes into a bar and starts taking these crazy bets. And hang on, huh? I'm gonna look this up because it's getting a lot of really, really good press and really good reviews.
He takes bets and what happens?
He starts taking these he runs into a couple who are sort of essentially rich psychopaths who start betting him to do progressively crazier things, and it's just a really cool, it sounds like almost like an old Twilight Zone story in a
that
way.
Sounds awesome.
And it's called Where Are You?
Just when you need it, the internet fails you.
Just when I need it, it's like, what is the title of this? And I've been obsessing and thinking about this, you know, for days, and now it's gone.
Cool. Well.
Oh well.
Sorry to hear that. Well, we can if you find it, send me the trailer, and we could post the name on the site when I put this up.
Cool.
All right. Well, this has been another episode of Part-Time Fanboy. I'm Christian Horn, and that's Paul Edwards. And, you know, thanks for joining us. And hopefully everyone out there enjoyed the finale of Walking Dead as much as we did. I think next week we're going to try and be back for Captain America, right?
I want to see it now.
Yes, I'm dying to see it. The reviews are good. We will have to wait. I've been reading Captain America like crazy too. So
yeah.
Anyway. All right. Well, till next week, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Part-Time Fanboy. Part-time. Part-time fanboy.